I've been signaled that the music has stopped. The fat lady sang, I guess. I can't hear a thing. I can't hear you. I can't hear the music. I can see your pictures. So you don't have to shut the fuck up because I can't hear you. Let me, this morning, the whole idea of the talk came to me. And it's to make clear. You can all hear me? To make clear what some perceive as messy teachings or inconsistency in my teachings. Let me read what I wrote this morning, which is a good encapsulation. Self-inquiry, rather either of the Ramana form or abiding in it and loving it, has the end that the seeker, the seer, is you. But where you have been looking for the seeker is not you. The sought, the self, is the seeker. When you realize this in an explosive self-realization experience, you become one with everything. Space, the void, every phenomena within it. It's like you've moved from having a center in the body to looking outward into space and inwards into the inner emptiness. And the emptiness is one, and you're embedded in that emptiness. You're not real like you were before, a physical embodiment. You're just part of a totality, the totality of oneness. And you're an entity that's spread all over and embedded in that emptiness. However, the approach of love has a different end. And that is the realization of your divine nature, full of bliss, ecstasy, and the light of consciousness, of beingness, of divine beingness, along with a sense of absolute humility and submission / surrender to that which is greater than you. And with it, the descent of the most amazing grace, a sense of completion and love. This is the realization of Turiya, or Satchitananda, or love bliss body. However, in this case, the object of your love has to elicit a different kind of love than normally what humans mean by love. It is altogether beyond anything you have ever experienced before, and usually requires the presence of someone who totally rests in that state, or else of a person who is resting on the edge of a bottomless abyss of this ecstatic love, who requires only a little push to fall in and sink into its depths. So I talk about two practices: self-inquiry, either Robert's kind of looking for where the I thought arises and passes away. When you do it this way, you follow the I thought as it arises out of emptiness. You see it come sort of like through the wall, but it's an inner wall of subjectivity into your light of consciousness from outside. There's a membrane that separates conscious from the unconscious, and it passes through that membrane. It's held there for a while in your thinking, and then it passes away into that membrane, and you follow it ever deeper into the emptiness. Just emptiness, emptiness, emptiness. Until one day, you realize, looking for that I thought, that there is no I thought. It's just a concept, that no matter how long you've looked inside, there's no entity that's associated with the I. So you become that emptiness. That emptiness which is space when you look out and is pure void or emptiness, the light of filled by the light of consciousness when you look within, and they're one. There's both an outward pointed vision which you've had all your life and an inward pointing vision that you've developed through meditation and self-inquiry. And the space within becomes the same as the space without. And you wonder why you've been looking within all that time, because there is no within and there is no without. There's only one space. And that space is you. But you also see that that space is filled with light. The light of consciousness. And that light is also you. I've got two cats fighting outside the door there. I hope Michael can quell the... Okay. This is the first kind of awakening that I had, and this is typically what self-realization runs into. It's awakening to the self-nature of the individual self-embodied in a physical body and a mind. There's nothing divine about it. It's the little Matthew, the little Dinesh, the little Chris, the little Enrique. You go from seeing the four walls around you in your room you're in to becoming a body-mind that feels like a hologram that's filled with space, and you're everywhere, seeing everything embedded in that space. And that's you, your true nature. But that's only one kind of self-realization experience on this level. There are many more. There's another kind where you can be sitting in meditation and you sink downwards following the I Am. You sink downwards through the subtle body and it feels as if you're going to sleep. Your brain gets hard as a rock. All thinking stops and gradually it seems that your consciousness is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and then finally goes away. You know that you still exist, but you're aware of nothing. And you're in this space for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden, your heart opens up and your mind drops through, and your body and mind disappear, and you become the whole world around you. You are not there anymore. You don't exist anymore. You are the walls. You are the light of the lamp. You are the air conditioning hum in the background, the birds calling outside, the plane flying overhead. You're no longer limited to this tiny little sentient meatball. You are everywhere and everything. Totally happy, filled with bliss. The bliss of being of absolute freedom, of silence, of escaping your meatballness and become everything in the world. The trees, the grass, the birds, the room, space, your teacher, your lover, your cats, your dogs, they're all you. That's another kind of experience of self. And you'll have all of these kinds off and on again after you have a self-realization experience. But then there's the most important kind of self-realization experience. Believe it or not, at least everyone is self-realized many times during the week. They're just going along, being themselves, feeling natural, not thinking about anything, but doing, totally happy and engrossed in what they're doing. And then for a moment they take off concentration from what they're engrossed on, and they just are in this body mind right here. Totally relaxes yourself. Everybody has these experiences where you feel just plain old Matthew, plain old little Dia, plain old Germanic Max, plain old Anikri, plain old Chris, or Dinesh, or Ed, or Sylviana. You just are totally accepting of yourself. This self-realization experience comes after your God-realization experience, because you feel both the self as God and that self-empowering little you as little Max, little Matthew, little Dia. We'll get into that in a moment. Such is the self-realization aspect of what I'm teaching, what Robert teaches. This is what Robert taught. This is what Ramana taught. But the emphasis I'm placing is on love. If you're going to do self-inquiry when you're looking inside of yourself, see all that arises as yourself and love it. Love those phenomena that arise. Accept it. Welcome it. Welcome the I am. Welcome the arising of anything within.